Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Illusionoid.
Voice base.
The rest of the show, which is all mine.
Oh, for fuck's sake, let me have one. Illusionoid.
Goddamn mic stand is the wrong height. I'll tell you this.
I'm gonna adjust this mic. Wait, it's a little too high for me.
These are just all wrong. Just wrong.
That's perfect.
There we go. That's about right.
There we go. That's
excellent.
Right?
That seems better.
Hi, everybody.
You know, it is a rare night when they actually learn our intro the way we want it said.
Yeah.
They nailed it.
That was word perfect.
Yeah. Voice based?
Thank you so much.
Voice based, yeah.
We're voice based.
We're quietly trained. Quietly grounded in voice.
Yes, voice. Each of us has what we call our instrument, which we'll be bringing out for you guys tonight.
Yep.
I hope you guys,
yes,
hope you guys appreciate
right.
This mic is not working at all.
We studied in the voice wing of Lambda.
Yeah. There it is.
That's true.
Yeah.
V-wing.
Yeah.
The V-wing.
Yeah.
Lambda.
Lambda?
It's a silent V in Lambda, and it's not even included in the official name of the school, but there's a V at the end.
Yeah.
For those of us who dabble in voice.
Yes.
There you go.
Dabblers, all of us. We are Illusionoid. Welcome
Hello.
To the show. Welcome to our portion of the show.
Hello.
I'll introduce who's on stage with us. On your far right is Nug Nargang.
Hi, everyone. How are you? I'm fine.
That's right. Holding down center stage, holding it down, pinning it to the ground is Paul Bates.
Like a boss.
Like a box.
And on the far side of the stage, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lee Smart.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And on the ivory key.
Oh, yes. Who's there today?
Yes, the contraband ivory keys, blood keys, we call them. It is the in-betweener.
The in-betweener on keys tonight.
He straddles the space between realities. Do not look him in the eyes, lest ye lose thy minds.
And for the in-betweener's edification, machinations means.
There we go. Yep.
Being instrumental in making things happen.
Usually
in a nefarious way, things happen.
Yeah.
Very much so. The in-betweener will be doing that for us tonight, not only playing music, but occasionally throwing sound effects at us as needed, such as this.
Yeah.
All right.
There we are.
That's my ringtone.
All right, so we're going to be doing, has anyone listened to our podcast before, the Illusionoid podcast? Wow, that's very
fantastic.
Gratifying to hear that.
I love it.
That's a record.
Yeah, usually it's 9% of the people who have actually listened. Is this something happening
quick with math?
It keeps sliding down. So we're going to do a podcast for you, and what we like to do, whether we're successful at it or not, what we like to do is do a podcast in the style of old-time radio, like something you might, if you were to take a trip back to 1955 and turn on your AM radio, right? Because FM wasn't invented. There was only one. You might listen to an old-time radio drama like The Shadow or what's that one with the private detective?
Oh, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yeah, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar.
I love that show.
And he loves that show. Anyway, these are older radio dramas that were just done on the radio. So we like these things. So we're going to do one for you. And our genre is science fiction. So there were some famous ones in the past called X-1 and things like that.
Yes.
So we're going to do a science fiction play for you guys, a full play, about 20 minutes long. And to get our ask for, I brought this along. Now, this you guys might recognize, especially you guys in the front row right here. This...
because they're close?
Yeah,
yeah, okay. Totally because they're close.
Because you know what books look like, is what I'm saying. This is called The Time Traveler's Almanac. Nice. Thank you very much.
Impressive.
That was not a sound effect. That was actual reaction from the audience.
Yeah.
At the top here it says, featuring 72 journeys into the time. Oh, into time.
And you brought glasses to
do this. I know. I brought glasses tonight. 72 Journeys into Time. So people like Douglas Adams, Isaac Asimov, Ursula K. Le Guin. You guys know her? George R.R. Martin, famous for Game of Thrones. We're using up a lot of our time with this intro. And, of course, the inimitable H.G. Wells. That's Harry Gary Wells. That was his name. Not the one you're thinking of.
Precisely the reason he went by H.G.
That's right. Anyway, long story short, I cannot endorse this book whatsoever. I haven't read it. I thought it looked awesome. I got it from Amazon, did not crack it. But I had it on the shelf, and I thought, I'll bring this along. And it's got like 72 journeys into time, right? So I'm going to flip through it. And when you guys say stop, we're going to do the title. I'll just tell you, we're going to do the title of that story.
Yeah, we don't know these stories.
We have not read it.
We have not read this book.
Not read this book.
Yeah.
Here, what's
the name
title,
of the story
Lee?
Is, holy shit, Fish Night.
Fish Night. And now we'll start the podcast the way we always do, like this.
All right. In the distant future, mankind will be annihilated by his greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time. Yeah, backwards through time. Desperate to warn of the deadly dangers to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear could change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now... tonight's transmission.
Hear me, citizens of the past! Though you hold no passport for the past, that is where you belong and where you deserve to be. You, who have not yet heard of the time radio and yet listen through it from my time radio, don't think about the physics! You have no comprehension being citizens of the past. Oh, but when the time radio is invented, shit gets real! Everyone understands it at once! And lo, the desolation that befalls us. For once, we understand time travel. We have no more worlds to conquer. Forwards, backwards in time. It all remains the same. Unless you listen to my words and do something about it. In your future, fish will be all over the place. Due to rain, water levels, climate change, mass reproduction, huge fish fucking. The future is a big fish fuck. That's all I'm going to say. Listen.
Boy, it's really coming down out there.
It sure is.
Yeah.
I haven't seen rain like that in probably about, it had to be 5 years or so.
Yeah, I gotta say, the water levels are so high. Your boat, you have to get up into your boat. Usually we can walk down, just step down into the boat, but it's up so high, it's almost up over the dock.
Hey, you mugs.
Oh.
Back behind the kitchen counter, it's fish night tonight.
No, sir, but...
Just the rain was coming down so hard out there, sir.
Yeah.
I just wanted to.
I don't want fish night to be washed away.
I haven't put the tarpaulin over my boat, and it's just out there getting waterlogged. I've got to take it out tomorrow. I've got my grandkids coming.
Yeah, well, lots of customers, lots of hungry customers will be coming this way.
I know. It's
looking
fish
for the fish dinners for fish night.
It's very popular. I know.
It's Friday night.
Sir, it's Friday night, I agree, and usually that's the busiest night of the week, and usually we're turning them away at the door, but the rain's coming down.
It's keeping everybody away,
sir. No one's coming to the restaurant tonight, sir. So why don't you just call it good, let's lock up, and just send us all home to our families. You know, my grandkids are coming tomorrow.
What is this? Is this mutiny? Mutiny of my fish stick diner.
Well, look, sir,
It would be mutiny were this a boat.
Oy.
But I don't know what you call it on a, in a diner.
It's land mutiny, this is.
It's lootiny?
Lootiny.
Lootiny. Sorry, I don't think it's lootiny, sir. I think it's just that the rain's coming down so hard, we just thought it would be the kind thing to do, the human thing to do, to let us go home to our family.
And he's got his grandkids coming in, and I mean, he could go home early. There's really no one here. I could probably handle it.
You think we all don't have grandchildren?
I don't.
Oh, you think you don't have
what?
Grandchildren?
I guess you're right. Maybe I don't know.
He's only 9 years old, sir.
I lied on my application and said I was 11.
He took his pubic hairs. He shaved them off. He stuck them on his face, sir.
That's right. See this? Mustache. Not a mustache.
Pubic hairs, though. Meaning?
Truly, truly. His
early puberty.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
This boy can reproduce if ever I've seen one.
Yep, that's true. I'm a liar.
I don't want to go into detail. I haven't seen it happen. I don't know. I don't want to see it happen. But you can reproduce.
Thank you?
You're saying his gonads are ripe. Is that what you're saying, sir?
That's exactly what I'm saying. We need every gonad we can make its people.
Sir.
What with the great death?
Oh, my. Sir! The vat of fish outside was just struck by lightning.
Well, cooking started then.
Well, it's not that, sir. It's just with the water levels rising and the vat struck by lightning, those fish are... they're getting larger.
Let me see. God blimey.
Sir, well, you see from here, it's as if the combination of the storm and the lightning has accelerated the revolution, sir.
I see one with feet.
Oh, look at that. Climbing out of the vat. How are we going to cook those fish now?
I don't think we're going to cook them, sir. They're coming for us. It looks like they're really mad.
Why would those fish be angry at us?
We're eating their fat. They're coming after us. Listen to the hideous noise they're making.
Oh, my God. They're inside the restaurant.
Sir, we've got to get down to the basement. There's a hatch that we could get into the basement. We can lock it until daylight, at least, and we can call for help.
Maybe we could trick them. Maybe they're hungry. It's been a long walk from the vat. Maybe we can feed them some fish.
Feed them fish?
Are you crazy? How do we know they're cannibals?
I don't know.
Grab something to defend yourself with. I've got this fry basket.
I'm using you as a human shield.
You're what? You're using me as a human shield?
That's right, O'Malley.
But sir, my grandkids are coming tomorrow.
Hog, listen. I'll pay your grandkids a visit. And I'll use them as a human shield
if I have to
as well.
I thought you were going to take them some money or something like that, some compensation to make up for me death, but no.
They're at the door. Listen.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That horrible sound they're making.
That's their tummies growling, that is.
They're not hungry for fish. They're hungry for us.
For flesh?
Oh, it's flesh night.
Flesh night.
We gotta get out of here, boys.
But I've got these baskets. I'm ready to defend myself.
But there's something I keep locked in the back, sir.
What, against procedure?
It is. It's against procedure.
You can't tell him. You can't.
That's a verbal warning for you. What is it?
It could mean the difference, Kevin. It could mean the difference between our lives.
All right, fine.
And ending up as fodder for these fish.
Tell him if you think it'll help.
All right.
What is it?
It's a small little plastic castle.
Oh, my God. It will distract them.
Exactly.
Go on. It's gonna
But it's packed with C4 explosives, sir.
What? For just such an occasion.
Exactly. I've rammed it full of C4 explosives, sir, and I've stuck a wick in it.
The only explosive that works underwater.
Oh, did you hear the flippy flapping of the feet?
They're coming! They've grown wings, sir!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Ah! Stay back! I'm gonna hit them with my basket! Ah!
Boris!
Oh, shit!
What a useless weapon I've chosen.
Boris! You go on. You go on. If you blow up this restaurant, you might as well blow me up with it. I'll fight the flying feet fish with my bare hands.
Let's you and me go down the hatch.
All right.
Him set the explosive off.
All right, let's go. Here it is. Be careful with it. It's very delicate.
All
the
right.
slightest jiggle or movement could set it off.
Okay. Get out of there, then.
All right.
All right.
We'll sing songs of you, sir. We'll sing songs when we... When I see my grandkids, I'll say I work for a man at a fish store. His name was O'Malley.
I thought your name was O'Malley.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we're both named O'Malley.
We're both named
But not
O'Malley.
Related.
No, do I sound Irish to you? He's O'Malley from Ireland.
Where are you from?
South of France.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's what I thought.
Makes sense.
Explains his attitude.
Common
does,
name
doesn't
is O'Malley, A-U-Malley.
Right? Oh, right, yes,
yeah,
of the Malley.
O'Malley.
O'Malley.
Yes, O'Malley.
Axante.
Axante.
Oh!
Hand him the castle! Let's go
right.
down the
house! Here it is, sir.
Sing songs with me, boys.
It'll sound like this. It'll sound like, He was a man who ran a fish market.
Diner.
He held the castle and saved our lives.
We should really go down the hatch.
I know. We'll work on it. We're going to workshop it, sir.
It's... Bice.
Yes, sir.
It's terrible.
What is it? What's terrible?
Your song is
terrible. Shit. Yeah, thanks.
Get out of here!
Let's go!
Let me open the hatch! All right, Kevin.
It's open!
Yes. Let's go.
Down the hatch!
Go!
All right, you fish. Get over here. I'm going to say something real good when you get real close. And I've got... Oh, too late. I dropped it. Oh!
Well, it sounds like it went off. I hope he took out a lot of those guys upstairs.
Oh, I sure hope so.
Those fish were scary. One looked at me, like right at me. And it did that, pointed its own eyes, point at me. I think it knows that I had fish for dinner.
It probably did. You could smell it on your breath.
I should bring toothpaste to work.
You should. At the very least, a toothpick.
I have gum.
You have gum?
It's upstairs.
Oh, shit.
What do we do? Just hide out here?
Well, the rain's still coming down. It hasn't relented yet.
Oh, my God. And there's a leak in the basement. We're filling up with water.
Good God. There's one other thing in that little box I kept in the back.
What? Other than the little plastic castle?
Yeah. It's a straw. We're going to drink our way out of this, Kevin.
I think that's a terrible idea.
Think of it.
I am.
We'll drink it. We'll hold it in our bodies. And then we'll piss it out again.
Where?
Into each other's mouths.
Again, on record, terrible idea.
I'm coming up with this right now, honest to be honest with you. I didn't think this through at all.
Shh, quiet.
What do you hear?
It sounds like there's still rumbling upstairs. It sounds like that C4 explosive did nothing. Wait, there's some breathing at the hatch.
I hear it, and some scratching and scampering.
What if it's O'Malley? Shouldn't we let him in?
I guess we should. It would be the human thing to do, wouldn't it?
If he's still human.
You're saying that C4 explosives could have combined his DNA with the fish?
He might not be a whole man, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, all right. I thought you were talking weird science.
Let me try something through the hatch. Who is it? I don't think it's him.
Sure doesn't sound like him.
There's no one here. They'll buy that, right?
Yeah, of course.
I don't hear anything now.
It's probably safe for us to go out then. Hold it. Let me get that straw.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Okay, I'm gonna... Oh, stop blowing bubbles.
It's fun. It's just plain fun.
I'm gonna open the hatch.
All right.
Oh my God, there's fish parts everywhere.
Good God, such carnage.
O'Malley, are you dead?
No, boys, just half a man.
Oh my God.
Bleeding out.
He's got one arm and one leg.
Do it, that's it.
What would you like us to do for you, O'Malley?
Finish me off, boys.
I can't do that, I'm only 9.
You've got that fry basket though, don't you?
And you got fully formed gonads, you're a man now.
That's right. You've got a pubic beard. You could do what you want.
I didn't know I'd have to do this on fish night.
Listen, I want you to take me arm.
The only one?
The only one that's left. and suffocate me with it. And I want you to tell your grandchildren about it.
So are you saying that you want us to take your arm, use your own hand to stop your breath, to cover your face, your nose and mouth with it?
Is that exactly what I'm asking you to do?
It sounded like exactly what he asked.
Yeah, well, you said take your arm, so I thought you might mean your bicep or something like that, and just jam that in your mouth.
I thought uh-huh. He meant take my arm like we're going to the dance.
Oh!
Boys!
Would you like to dance, O'Malley, one last time?
One last dance?
One last time.
A one-legged waltz, sir?
I'm in immense pain, boys. I'm in immense... I want you to...
All this talking can't be helping.
I want to go back. I want to go to heaven and see the south of France again.
You think you'll get to heaven, O'Malley?
After all the horrible things you did?
The way you've treated us over these
making
years.
Making us work overtime.
Let me see my grandkids who are coming tomorrow, by the way.
You're right. I ran the blood cults for many years before transforming that into a profitable fish diner. Blood cult fish diner! I only regret one of them things.
And what's that?
Blood cult.
The blood cult.
Fish diner was the greatest thing I ever achieved.
You built something.
And look what I made.
He was so busy every Friday night.
So
we had to turn him away.
And now look. Look at our new masters. Walking, flying fish.
Looking now, at us. Pointing at their own eyes. Pointing at us.
You know
now
what?
Now you're going to have to serve them, boys.
I'm
going to serve them what's left of you, sir.
With a squeeze of lemon, sir.
They just want revenge for you serving up their relatives all these years.
That's what this was all about.
Revenge.
Retribution.
Avengement.
Payback.
Nature works in mysterious ways.
Getsies, backsies.
All right, then.
It's the great wheel, sir.
It just turns, keeps turning.
Turns for all of us.
Turns for all of us.
Sometimes we're riding high on the blood cults and fish market.
Next thing you know, you're half a man being fed to mutant fish.
Suffocated with your own
suffocated
hand.
Suffocated with your own hand.
If I'm going to be fed to them.
If.
If.
When.
When I'm going to be fed to them. I changed my mind. I don't want to be suffocated. I want to see it happen.
No takesies backsies, sir.
I want to be there when I descend into those fish mouths.
Kevin, I think we should grant him this.
You know what?
What's that?
I'm going to put what's left of them in this fry basket.
All right.
That's it, boys.
I'm going to do them up nice for these fish.
Don't forget to fry me.
That's the idea.
I'm going to put a nice panko crust on them. I'll make that up.
Well, that's nice.
It is nice. It's light. It's delicate.
You know what?
Yeah.
And you know, we usually don't throw it in, but I'm going to throw in the coleslaw on the side.
Ask the fish people if they want white or malt vinegar.
Do you want white or malt vinegar?
I think it sounded like apple cider. It wasn't even one of the choices! Don't make them angry!
Sorry.
We'll do what we can. We'll mix them together.
Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, they'll never know the difference.
Right, they're fish.
Fucking fish.
The rowdy boys.
Shit, all right.
All right,
your
sir.
Time.
Be fast.
You're in the basket. Panko crust now!
Here it is!
Oh!
Must be salty on the wounds.
Oh.
And now, into the fryer.
Ah!
Leave the head out so that he can see what's happening.
Of course.
Appreciate it, boys. In such immense pain right now.
Now you can see what you've been doing to these fish all these years.
Oh, blimey.
Just like a Frenchman says. Here we go. Put you on the plate. A little scoop of coleslaw.
And it's O'Malley, O'Malley.
O'Malley's.
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 Nice.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Lee Smart, Paul Bates, Nugnar Gang, the in-betweener, Chris New on the keys.
Fish Night, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, and Nugnar Gang, with Chris New on music and sound effects. Recorded live at the Social Capital Theatre in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, June 4th, 2015. You listen to Illusionoid, but now you can wear Illusionoid. Visit our store on tpublic.com to get the official Illusionoid t-shirt. Go to tpublic.com, TEEPUBLIC.com, and search for Illusionoid, and get the official t-shirt of the doomed future. tpublic.com. Illusionoid can be heard on Stitcher. Listen to over 25,000 radio shows, podcasts, and live radio stations for free on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and PC. Discover the best of news, entertainment, comedy, sports, and talk radio on demand with Stitcher Radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.